Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
CNBC's Halftime Report is now a podcast. Stay up to date with the latest market coverage. Listen every day for actionable news that matters most to traders and investors. Join me, Scott Wapner, and the Investment Committee as we get to the heart of the story as it's happening, right in the middle of the trading day.
Are you arguing to let airlines, for example, fail?
Yes.
Why? I mean, how does that make sense in the broader scheme of the economy?
Just be clear, like, who are we talking about? We're talking about a hedge fund that serves a bunch of billionaire family offices? Who cares? Let them get wiped out. Who cares? They don't get the summer in the Hamptons? Who cares?
My view is a reasonable multiple for the S&P is 17 times, and I think normalized earnings, which we won't see for 2 years, is about 150. If I take 17 times 150, I think the fair value for the market is 25.50.
Is it off the table now, retesting the low because of the Fed?
No, it's not at all. In fact, I think we take out the low. I think a retest of the low was very plausible. A lot of us have been around a lot of years, almost fell victim to our historical experience and expecting that relatively soon retest of the Dow Jones below 19,000 industrial average. But I just don't think that's going to happen.
We cover the most profitable hour of the trading day. Catch the midday action right at the half. Subscribe to the Halftime Report pod today.
Picture this. It's Saturday morning and you're on your John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground on your new landscaping project. Next, you're moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever. And now, you're enjoying the warmth of the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand everything you can do with a John Deere compact tractor, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.